Fear is an awful thing. It grabs at your gut. It makes you stop thinking clearly. It affects every little bit of your being. It changes your perspective. It blocks certain ideas and thoughts and feelings, and kind of is all-consuming. And fear, when it gets into a community, is even worse, because it breeds like rabbits. Fear from one person expressed can next become this huge cacophony of angst and absolute terror. We've seen it happen over and over again in history, and we know what it's like to be in the midst of a community when it's in fear. Today's gospel reading, that's exactly what's happened. There are the disciples. Jesus has been killed, and they are gathering on the first day of the week. And the doors were not just shut, they were locked because of fear of the Jews. Now, they are Jews. They are Jews themselves. And they are afraid of the authorities who put Jesus to death. Authorities who aren't strangers, authorities who are Jews like themselves, part of their community. No wonder they're afraid. I expect they're afraid for a couple of other reasons too, though, because they had betrayed Jesus, hadn't they? Peter had denied him 3 times. Others had ran when he was arrested. And very few of them were there when he was crucified. And only the women took care of him. They were also probably afraid because one of their own, their friend, Judas, had betrayed Jesus. He's the one who sold him out. And how would they even be able to trust each other in that community anymore? What an awful moment it must have been in that room. And we know what that's like in our community, in our society, because if anything, in those days, at least there wasn't a whole bunch of them, there was just a few of them, because they couldn't communicate like we do. In our world, we have lots of things to be afraid of, and the fact that we know so much is not necessarily helpful. Even when you think of generations before us, they really only knew the news in their own community. Now, we can know the news everywhere. And of course, much of it is based in fear anyway, which doesn't help. Countries are torn apart by fear. People cower because of it. And we, vicariously even, hear about it, and it informs what we do. We're even afraid if our email accounts are being hacked into, or our phones recorded, or whatever might be happening. Fear is rife. And in the midst of that, Jesus comes. In the midst of that fear and that community, he appears despite the fact that the doors are locked. He just appears. Often people say that what solves fear is love, but I actually think that Jesus was right. What solves fear is peace. And that's what he wishes them. He appears amongst them and he says, "Peace be with you." And he doesn't say it once. He keeps saying it. It's rather repetitive, actually. "Peace be with you." No, "Peace be with you." And not only peace, but "I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit." So you make sure you understand that peace is right there, surrounding you, upholding you, and in your life. And the Holy Spirit is with you. We need peace when we are in fear, and we need it badly. Now, Thomas is an interesting character. Thomas, here it says, who was called the twin, but we don't call him that, do we? Everybody knows what Thomas is called. Come on.
Yes.
Exactly. Except, really, just think about Thomas for a moment. He actually just wasn't there. Who knows where he was? Maybe he didn't get back in time and the doors were locked and he couldn't get back in. Who knows why Thomas wasn't there the week before? And all he asks is to have the same experience. All he asks is to say, well, I want to see Jesus too. I want to have that confirmed. I want some of my fear be put to rest. He actually is asking more questions and saying, please, just, you know, let me have that experience. So the next week, the doors are shut, and Thomas is there, and Jesus appears again and says, peace be with you. And Thomas has the experience. Now, they've all had it. And you might have noticed that something changed. Something changed between one week and the next. Because those who were so fearful of themselves, their own community, the people outside the doors, had the doors locked. And once Jesus visited them, the next week, it says, the doors were shut. There's a big difference in our lives when we are locked, when our hearts and our minds and our beings are locked, when we're not letting anyone or anything in. When the door is shut, there's some hope. There's some hope that someone can open that door. And Jesus has done that for them. He has moved them from being locked as a community and as individuals to just merely having the door shut. When I was a very young priest, I was probably my first year, I was, I think, about 27. Well, I know I was 27. It's frightening to think of now. Probably frightening for you to think of that, too. One of my visits was to an elderly woman. She was probably around 90, and some of you heard this story earlier this week at Senior Fellowship. She was an elderly woman that I didn't know very well because she was no longer coming to church, but I was asked to visit her, and I went to visit her, and she was very gracious. She had the whole tea set out for me and everything. And we got to know each other a little bit, and then she said to me, I need to tell you something. And I said, of course. Of course, what do you need to tell me? She said, you need to understand I have never told another living soul this story. So I was a bit shocked and a bit afraid, actually. And she proceeded to tell me that when she was 6 years old or so, her mother had died. And she was well taken care of by her family, but she was afraid. She was 6 years old, and the person that she loved the most in the world was gone. And not too long after, one morning or one night, she woke up, and sitting on the end of the bed was her mother. And her mother told her that she would always be with her, and that she should be at peace, and that any time she needed her, she just needed to remember her, that her spirit would be with her. Well, I was overcome, and I was also shocked. I said, why have you never told anyone that story? It was clearly very moving for her to tell me. And she said, because I knew if I told anyone, they would think I was crazy. Locked. Fear makes us locked. And what she doesn't know, and well, maybe she does now, but what happened because of that was that she opened a door in me. And I went on to open doors for others because of that story. Because a number of years later, I was suffering from a situational severe depression, and I had to leave work for 3 months. My bishop told me not to tell anyone why, and I went against him and risked my career and wrote a letter to the entire parish saying why I was going on leave. And the only reason I did it was because I remembered that woman and remembered how important it was for her to share that story. And of course, that changed me and changed the community in which I worked and lived. So when Jesus walks into the room, it's always for us in the form of the other person, of another person. And we never know when he's going to show up. We never know in those moments when we are locked and closed or shut when he may appear. It may be when we're most afraid. It may be when we most deny that we are afraid. But it will change us. And so we must watch for it. We must watch for it, because if we don't want to miss those moments. At the time, I was a little afraid of that moment and that trust that that woman had given me. But I learned to appreciate it and to live it out. And that's what we have the opportunity to do in this Easter season. Because whether our doors are locked, whether our doors are shut, or even slightly ajar, as Leonard Cohen says, there's a crack in everything. And you never know who's going to walk through it. And once someone does, and that peace has come to us, then we're able to do what Jesus tells the disciples and us in this gospel to do. The last couple of lines. These are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. Life is peace be with you. Life is not fear or being locked or shut in our hearts and our minds or our community. And so may indeed peace be with us.